You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, one of the organisations which helps carers in Harrogate and Craven is the Carers Resource. It sees firsthand the pressures placed on both adults and children looking after loved ones. Chief Executive Chris Wiley has been telling us how the council's new carers strategy could make all the difference.
They do a fantastic job, as well as, you know, saving the economy, if you like, such a lot of money by their role. So it's really important that their role is recognised and that people can access support. So I think by North Yorkshire producing this, they are saying to unpaid carers, you know, we know what you do, we recognise you and we value you. And I think particularly in this, in the document that's out for consultation at the moment, is that that very much, and we want to work with you to make sure that we're best meeting your needs, which is great. That's what we want.
What needs to be improved, do you think, Chris? Is that sort of, as you said, a recognition of carers and making sure that they know what support's available? What sort of things could do with improving?
I think the first thing is that most people don't identify themselves as a carer, because they're a husband, they're a wife, they're a parent, they're a daughter, or whatever. And that's what you do, isn't it? You love somebody, you care for them, you want to do it. So when people see the word carer, they don't think, oh, that's me. So the first big thing is actually making sure that there is enough information in the right places so that people do know, yes, I am a carer. And that means that although I can carry on doing what I'm doing and I love what I'm doing, but I can access a bit of extra support and help, because caring is really hard work.
What are some of the main challenges that carers that you work with are facing on sort of a daily basis?
Well, I think, again, it's very difficult to talk absolutely about it, because every caring situation is different. But we know that people get very isolated. They get incredibly tired. It's not unusual for carers to talk about, you know, never having a full night's sleep. And that in itself then affects other things, because carers also tell us that they have to fight for the services that the person they're caring for needs. And they have to be an advocate for that person, and they have to make sure that they get what they need. And that's hard, particularly if you've had a week without any sleep. It's very easy, I think, to end up as a carer not having your own life, because you put everything into supporting your loved one. And so actually, for an organisation like ours to come along and say, well, actually, what about you and your needs? You know, people need that little bit of support sometimes to think, yes, actually, it is okay to have some me time. It's not unusual for people to give up work. And of course, if you give up work, you quite often then end up with financial issues. So we quite often advise people about benefits. We will also support people actually to stay in work and to work with their employer to maybe be able to reduce their hours or change their working week or whatever. And again, that addresses some of the issues of isolation then, if you do that, because obviously once you've given up work, that does mean that you're less likely to be seeing people.
This strategy sort of out for consultation. Why is it important for people to look at this, to comment on it, to get involved in that consultation?
I think it's important because it is for carers, and carers need to feel that they've shaped it. It's, you know, we've all had an input, and as I said, some carers have already had an input. But it is a consultation. There is a detailed questionnaire, so people can comment on it, and there may be things missing from it. And it is really important that carers see it's for them. This forms the basis of the sorts of services that they will get going forward. And, you know, they need to be able to flag up, hey, this is a big issue for me, whatever that might be.
Yeah. Would you encourage just carers to look at this or sort of anyone else? Because obviously it might be, you know, you're not a carer now, but in a few years' time, you know, looking after a partner or whatever.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the big things. Very few people actually plan to be a carer, and it can come out of the blue. And that's when you really do need somebody, because you haven't planned it and you need, you know, you need some support. And so, yes, I mean, it's open to anybody to comment on, you know, who's interested. And it, you know, it may be that you're not the main carer, but you're involved in caring. So, yeah, anybody.